from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, consumer confidence fell for the fourth straight month in March. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slid more than 7 points, largely due to inflation worries and uncertainty over tariffs. New research from AAA reveals concerning trends in pedestrian fatalities in the U.S., which have soared by over 80% in the past 15 years. There have been over 7,500 fatalities nationally in 2022. New Jersey had 2,762 pedestrian fatalities between 2009 and 2024, says AAA Northeast Outreach Manager Shawnee Jarvis. The study also finds that
almost entire increase in pedestrian death occurred on urban arterial roads at night. Busy roads that are typically built to quickly move a lot of traffic in urban and suburban areas, but also provide access to local streets. So think of Route 1, think of Route 27.
That means pedestrians and vehicles are often sharing these very congested roads that are not always well lit or even have appropriate sidewalks, crosswalks, or traffic signals. And single-use bags may be making a comeback in the Garden State. There's a bill making the rounds in Trenton that would return them to grocery stores as long as they are made of paper and at least 40% recycled contents. The bill enjoys strong support but faced stiff criticism from Mary Ellen Peppard from the New Jersey Food Council during a Monday hearing.
By transitioning to the reusable bags for the grocery stores, we were able to create a uniform policy that removed billions of single-use plastic and paper bags from the waste stream. We're looking at estimating about $25 billion were removed in the last couple of years.
The bill supporters cite the fact that the bags would be paper bags and therefore reusable and recyclable. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And the weather was pretty nice today. How about in the coming days? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather, mostly cloudy for tonight. We'll have lows in the middle 30s. A little bit of rain can brush the Jersey Shore tonight. Then tomorrow, clouds giving way to some sunshine. Breezy and chilly, maybe a pop-up shower in the afternoon across the Northwest Hills. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. And mostly clear, brisk and cold tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. Partly sunny, breezy and chilly Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. I'm meteorologist John Fearing.
All right, we've got 55 degrees in Patterson, 55 degrees Hamilton, 50 degrees Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Huntington Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.